Blog Talk Radio.
This is Carol Ann Parisi, your transformation diva, your inspiration mama. I am here today. It is Friday. Fabulous, fortitudinal, freedom Friday. Yes, indeed. And we have a great show today. I want to thank you for joining me. And you know why? Because it's time. It's time to awaken to consciousness. It's time for inspiration. It's time to awaken to timeless truths. It's time to go from transition to transformation. It's time to set your soul free. It's time for a paradigm shift. It's time to be fearless and fortitudinal. It's time for peace, love, empowerment, and freedom. It's time for you to create your ideal life and discover your destiny and purpose. Welcome, freedom-loving souls. Let's deep dive into the things that matter, life. Yes, life. Things like entrepreneurship, wellness, holistic health, freedom, mental freedom, mind stuff, thoughts are things. You creating your ideal life. Yep, this is Voice of Truth by Awaken Media. And you know what? Let's be exceptional. These are solution-driven discussions on this show, and I'm just hoping everybody is just vibing high today. Got some interesting health news about weight loss. Yeah, you could turn on your Stay Slim hormone. And 94% of women want to lose weight, and they always have a disappointment in regaining it. So, you know what? Let's fix this thing. The key to nixing rebound weight gain, research reveals, is boosting your body's ability to produce and use leptin, a hormone that curbs appetite plus stokes that fat-burning engine. Now, ketogenesis is to start getting your body to burn fat, and I got to admit, I ate chips yesterday. I did. I ate these multi-grain tortilla chips. And they were full of the high-vibe food, like the chia, quinoa, millet, amaranth, and flax. And they're non-GMO, USDA organic. Oh, my gosh, they're wonderful. They are sea salt by the seashore chips. This big, big, big-ass thing, 28 ounces, 1 pound, 12 ounces. I got it at Costco. But we talked about the vibrations of food yesterday, and I just kept looking at these chips. I buy this healthy stuff for the fam. I tried not to eat them. So I broke down yesterday, and I didn't get into ketogenesis. I was getting close when I tested myself. Oh, well, you know what? I made a choice, and I'm personally responsible for it, and I'm okay with it because today I just did Fat Bomb. It was Fat Bomb Friday. That's all I had. But let's talk about turning on your Stay Slim hormones with boosting leptin. Now, omega-3s. If you take 2,000 milligrams of omega-3 fatty acids daily, it will help prevent 10 pounds of rebound weight. How's that? Okay? 10 pounds of rebound weight gain. Okay? Prevention. Plus, speed your slimming 25% if you're dieting now. Research in the American Journal of Physiology suggests omega-3 prod your fat cells to produce and release appetite-taming leptin, says study co-author Andrea Rossi, Ph.D. One option, Now Foods Omega-3, $7.80 for 200 soft gels. Okay, Now Foods is right here in Illinois, so if you're an Illinois person, Now Foods has been here a long time, long time. And I'm going to start contacting some of these folks, see if they want to be sponsors for our show. But omega-3s, halting rebound pounds with nuts. 1/2 cup of nuts daily will help you dodge 11 pounds of rebound weight gain yearly. Nice, huh? Almonds, pecans, yum, and other nuts are rich in satisfying healthy fats. More important, they're loaded with zinc, magnesium, which shuttle leptin into brain cells, cutting cravings for up to 6 hours per serving, British research reveals. Craving a cookie? Pairing a sweet tooth with your cup of berry cuts your risk of weight gain in half. Chemicals in berries increase leptin production. And if you're lucky like me, you could go out and pick your bounty of berries from your own bushes. If you live in the Midwest, if you could grow raspberry bushes, they're easy, they're prolific. You could move them all around. I mean, I would love to. My little lot, I have probably about 40 raspberry bushes, and I get just tons of them every day, and they're juicy, and they're delicious, and I know they're organic. I mean, so berries help to produce leptin. Staying trim by snoozing more. Just saying, well rested, fitting in 7 to 8 hours of sleep a night will slash your risk of rebound weight in half, plus help you shed additional pounds. There you go. And you know what? Additional 14 pounds if dieting right now. According to the University of Chicago scientists, turns out your muscles and digestive tract produce slimming leptin. Their production peaks while you sleep. Now, me, according to my Fitbit, got 5 hours of sleep last night, and that's probably why I'm feeling like a drain train today. But that's okay, because I will make up for it tonight. No, you can't make up for sleep. I did the good thing. I got to bed by 10:30, and then everybody was doing their own thing. Dogs were barking. Kid was playing video game, laughing his butt off, having fun. So, I mean, if you can't be a kid, what kind of parent am I? So, I'll sacrifice a little sleep so my kid can have fun, all right? But anyway, get some of that snoozing. And pairing stubborn pounds with pink grapefruit. Eating one pink grapefruit daily, say that several times, pink grapefruit, pink grapefruit, pink grapefruit. Try and do it. It's kind of a tongue twister, especially on 5 hours of sleep. One pink grapefruit daily can help you shed a pound a week. Plus, prevent rebound weight gain if you're already at your goal weight. Report International Journal of Molecular Medicine. The fruit contains compounds that help your tissues absorb leptin, researchers say. Women who drink 5 ounces of wine or 12 ounces of beer daily have 7% more leptin in their bloodstream than those who don't imbibe. This could be the reason moderate drinkers are just half as likely to battle rebound weight gain. Okay, so there you go. That's some good natural ways. That's from Women's World. Let's talk about your brain, because our brain is so important. And like we've discussed before in the past, dementia and Alzheimer's is going to be the new heart disease for this next upcoming generation. So hopefully you're taking prophylactic measures like Bacopa and, you know, turmeric, which helps with inflammation. I am personally taking, and I absolutely love it, is Prevagen. I take about anywhere from 20 to 40 milligrams of Prevagen a day, and I kind of like it. I'm not losing keys. I've discussed this on this show before. But what food can help rejuvenate your brain? You know, firing up your focus, sharpening your smarts, and keeping your brain young for years can be as easy as eating more delicious brain-boosting foods. Hopefully, coconut oil is in there. Coconut oil is really a big brain booster. A woman whose husband had Alzheimer's, she was a doctor, she started giving him, like, I don't know, doses, and I think it was like 4 tablespoons. Do not quote me on that. And please check with your doctor before any of these protocols. But she was giving him the coconut oil, and she had him draw a clock when she started it, like, you know, a round clock with the numbers 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And it was, like, really abstract. don't know where it came from, but it was not normal. But after 4 months, I believe, I'm going into memory, I saw this months ago, and we might have discussed this on this show, but after 4 months of this protocol of the coconut oil, he could draw the clock. So, come on now, results. Okay, so here we go. Keep clear-headed with berries. There are those berries again. Remember, organic high-vibe berries are really good. Berries, if you choose blueberries, blackberries, strawberries, their plaque-reducing antioxidants help stave off dementia. Well, now, what about raspberries? Doesn't say raspberries, but I have blueberries, too, so, and blackberries. Berries are your friend, plus those little things that are fibrous, those little seeds that you eat. Seeds are good for you, too. They help clean out the plaque. Olive oil. In one study, older women who ate at least 1 teaspoon of extra virgin olive oil daily, just mixed with vinegar and herbs for a healthy salad dressing, had an easier time doing brain teasers within a month. Olive oil contains ultra-healthy monounsaturated fat, says Johnny Bowden, Ph.D., which reduces inflammation. Yes, we love that stuff that reduces inflammation, helping you quickly process data and protecting neurons from accelerated aging. Protect that brain. You are a genius. We're going to talk a little bit about that today, too. Up your memory with fresh brewed tea. Remember, these are also, this is congruent with these high-vibe foods that we discussed on the show yesterday, these very high-vibrational foods. Remember, organic, non-GMO. Go for the organic, non-GMO. So, teas, you want to do green tea or black tea. Replace your soda with tea. Here in Illinois, starting tomorrow, July 1st, we are going to have a soda tax. Now, I can't say that I care for myself personally. What I do care about is anytime a government body starts taxing ridiculously, that pisses me off, but I digress. So let's talk about the tea. As soon as I take a swig of my vitamin water. Oh, that was fantastic. Okay, so green tea or black tea have more connections between neurons that build long-term memory strength, recent Oxford University research reveals. Hone your focus at the farmer's market. Women who eat 5 servings a day of fruits and veggies concentrate more easily and have better critical thinking skills. The vast variety of nutrients and produce protects neurons from damaging free radicals. Organic, non-GMO, high-vibe food, people. That's what we're talking about. So here's some brain-boosting moves. Walk around the block. A University of British Columbia study shows that even short bits of aerobic exercise boost the size of the brain region that controls learning and memory. Hey, hey. Watch your favorite comedy. Stanford research reveals that jokes engage most of the major regions of your brain. And again, here we go. Value your sleep. Yes, sleep is really a regenerative process. Doing nothing but snoozing 8 hours nightly keeps your brain consolidate memories, making them easier to retrieve. University of Notre Dame and Boston College research found. So that's some empowering wellness tips, and I'm excited about that, you know? I mean, we could take control of our life. We take personal responsibility for our wellness. We do the best we can. And, you know, we can do, be, have, whatever our heart desires. We become what we think about most of the time. We really do. We become what we think about most of the time. So if you're thinking high vibe, good, you know, good positive thoughts, you're putting, and our food is also who we are. It's what we're made of. Take good supplements. You can be, do whatever you have, whatever you want. And you know, we were talking about some genius stuff. I'm trying to, just trying to get some stuff together here. Okay, so this is kind of interesting. All right. Hang on. There's a guy by the name of Jason Paget, and he had a brain injury. In 2002, this is kind of scary. Sit down for this one. It's kind of interesting. And it's the genius inside of you, and it's kind of sad that, you know, how it happened, but a man became a math whiz, and this is from the Washington Post, not fake news. A man became a math whiz after suffering brain injuries, and researchers think they know why. Okay, and this guy is amazing, okay? I mean, just amazing. you ready? I mean, sit down for this one. Okay, I'm kind of typing something. Okay, here we go. You ready? This is from Tanya Lewis and May 12, 2014. In 2002, two men attacked Jason Paget outside a karaoke bar, leaving him with a severe concussion and post-traumatic stress disorder. But the incident also turned Paget into a mathematical genius who sees the world through the lens of geometry. Paget, a furniture salesman from Tacoma, Washington, who had very little interest in academics, developed the ability to visualize complex mathematical objects and physics concepts intuitively. The injury, while devastating, seems to have unlocked a part of his brain that makes everything in his world appear to have mathematical structure. Now, if you've listened to this show for any amount of time, we say that math isn't everything. My former boss, I love him. My former co-host of Champion News, Jack Roser, used to say that he was an engineer genius, millions of patents, total entrepreneur. He always used to say math isn't everything. So he says here, this is so amazingly cool, I see shapes and angles everywhere in real life, from the geometry of a rainbow to fractals and water spiraling down a drain, Paget said. It's just really beautiful. Paget, who last month published his memoir, Struck by a Genius, okay, that's his book, Struck by a Genius, is one of a rare group with acquired savant syndrome, in which a normal person develops prodigious abilities after a severe injury or disease. Other people have developed remarkable musical or artistic abilities, but few people acquired mathematical faculties like Paget. Is this just amazing? I mean, how cool is that? So it took him a tragedy, and that's like what we talk about too. Sometimes stuff, the bad stuff that happens to us are, you know, and he now is an artist. But now researchers have figured out, now this is where the rubber meets the road right here. Researchers have figured out which parts of the man's brain were rejiggered, and the findings suggest that such skills may lie dormant in all human brains. See, we have this power. We have this power, and what we talk about on this show can help you tap into this power. Before the injury, Paget was a self-described jock and partier. He hadn't progressed beyond pre-algebra in his math studies. I cheated on everything. I never cracked a book. We are voracious readers because readers are leaders. A bright flash of light. But all that would change the night of his attack. Paget recalls being knocked out for a split second and seeing a bright flash of light. Two men started beating him, asshole thugs, then kicking him in the head as he tried to fight back. Later that night, doctors diagnosed Paget with a severe concussion and a bleeding kidney and sent him home with pain medications, he said. Really? Soon after the attack, Paget experienced PTSD and debilitating social anxiety, but at the same time, he noticed that everything looked different. He described his vision as discrete picture frames with a line connecting them, but at real speed. If you think of vision as the brain's taking pictures all the time and smoothing them into a video, it's as though Padgett sees the frames without the smoothing. In addition, everything had a pixelated look. With Padgett's new vision came an astounding mathematical drawing ability. He started sketching circles made of overlapping triangles, which helps him understand the concept of pi, the ratio of the circle's circumference to its diameter. There's no such thing as a perfect circle, he said. He knows because he can always see the edges of a polygon that approximates the circle. Okay, that's too deep dive for me. After his injury, Padgett was drawing complex geometric shapes, but he didn't understand the equations they represented. One day, a physicist spotted him making these drawings and urged him to pursue mathematical training. Now Padgett is a sophomore in college and aspiring number theorist. Padgett's remarkable abilities garnered him the interest of neuroscientists who wanted to understand how he developed them. A team that included Barrett Brogard, a philosophy professor now at the University of Miami, scanned Padgett's brain with functional magnetic resonance imaging, fMRI, to understand how he acquired his seven skills and the synesthesia that allowed him to perceive mathematical formulas as geometric figures. Synesthesia is a phenomenon in which one sense bleeds into another. A rare phenomenon. Acquired savant syndrome is very rare, Brogard says, adding only 15 to 25 cases have ever been described in medical studies. Padgett's scans showed significant activity in the left hemisphere of the brain, where mathematical skills have been shown to reside. His brain lit up most strongly in the left parietal cortex, an area behind the crown of the head that integrates information from different senses. There was also some activation in parts of his temporal lobe involved in visual memory, sensory processing, and emotion, and frontal lobe involved in executive function, planning, and attention. So it was his parietal cortex, his temporal lobe, and his frontal lobe. Very interesting. But the MRI showed only which areas were active in Padgett's brain. To show that these particular areas causing the man's synesthesia, Bogart's team to use transcranial magnetic stimulation, which improves zapping the brain with magnetic pulse that activates or inhibits specific regions. Stimulating the parts of Padgett's parietal cortex that had shown the greatest activity in the MRI scans made his synesthesia fade or disappear, according to a study published last year in the journal NeuroCase. In another study, Brogard showed that when neurons die, they release chemicals that can increase brain activity in surrounding areas. The increased activity usually fades over time. But sometimes it results in structural changes that can cause brain activity modifications to persist. Scientists don't know whether the changes in Padgett's brain are permanent, but if he had structural changes, it's more likely that his abilities are here to stay. So do abilities like Padgett's lie dormant in everyone, waiting to be uncovered, or was there something unique about Padgett's brain to begin with? True for others, most likely there is something dormant in everyone. Something that Padgett tapped into. It would be quite a coincidence if he were to have that particular special brain and then have an injury. And he's not the only acquired savant. In addition to head injuries, mental disease has been known to reveal latent abilities. And Brogard and others have done studies suggesting that TMS can temporarily bring out unusual mathematical and artistic skills in apparently normal people. Having savant skills may come with trade-offs. In Padgett's case, he developed fairly severe post-traumatic stress disorder, obsessive-compulsive disorder, and he still finds it difficult to appear in public. Yet Padgett wouldn't change his new abilities if he could. It's so good, I can't even describe it. So, you could also see this in Live Science, and he did several pictures of visualizations to infinity, massive numbers in existence. So very interesting. Very interesting. Our brains can really do some really cool stuff. We are all geniuses, and we can tap into our genius if we just believe we can. Because thoughts are things. We can be, do, have whatever we want, providing you're not hurting anybody. What a mind can conceive and believe, a mind can achieve. So I thought that was some interesting stuff today. Kind of they were talking interestingly about different spatial dimensions and the 10 dimensions of string theory. There's got to be something out there, you know what I'm saying? When you start looking at the universe and how it works, there's just more to it than just us, you know? So, but my point in reading this today is we are all geniuses. We are all geniuses. You know, geniuses persevere more. Their corpus callosum, the frontal part of the brain, is also more developed. And geniuses tap into a deeper level of consciousness. Now, we all know that we all have genius. We all are geniuses. We can do this because we know thoughts are things. We vibrate on a very high level. We tap into that subconscious mind. We build these great big wide neural pathways. We take every thought captive. We start thinking about what we want and what we can create. And when you start creating, especially when you do solutions creating, you're becoming an inventor. That's genius. That's innovation. You do want to eat very high frequency foods. Just pick fresh berries, vegetables. You want to eat raw food. You want to, you know, you want to keep it raw as much as you can. Steam it is okay. You know, if you don't can't do, you know, natural picked frozen, you just don't want the processed artificial stuff. Don't want to microwave too much. And that's something I'm extremely guilty of, okay? You want to do non-GMO, you know, try and stay organically farmed. In your food, because that helps to create those good vibrational energies intrinsically in you. You certainly want to do organic. Yes, it does cost more, but it's going to be worth it because organic farmers have a certain consciousness about them, and they practice biodynamic principles, and they take good care of the land. It's good stewardship of the land. And these foods are going to have the highest vibrational energy. They're going to be the best for your body. You know, stay away from the Dirty Dozen if you can't get organic. And that's apples, celery, cucumbers, grapes, leafy greens, nectarines, peaches, peppers, potatoes, strawberries, and tomatoes. Okay? So if you can't get those organically grown, kind of just don't be rolling with them. Grow your own. Cucumbers are easy to grow. You can grow a grapevine. Leafy greens, oh my gosh, you can grow leafy greens in your house all year long. Get yourself a nice southern exposure window. Get a mister. I mean, again, those are the Dirty Dozen. Apples, celery, cucumbers, grapes, leafy greens, nectarines, peaches, peppers, bell and hot, potatoes, strawberries. Oh, yeah, strawberries. I love strawberries. Though. Tomatoes. So do the organic. Those are good. And we talked about the high vibrational frequency foods, the dark leafy green, the fruit, the sprouts, raw chocolate, good yummy medicinal mushrooms. And, yeah, you can be a genius. But remember, as within, so without. That was one of our great principles we discussed a long time ago. But you really do want to put good, healthy stuff in that body of yours because, you know, not only do we become what we think about most of the time, we become what we eat. We are what we eat. Remember, whatever we can conceive and believe, we can achieve. we must continually maintain a positive mental attitude. I mean, what do you want? You got to be positive about it. You can do it. You got to believe you can. So, let's see where we're at here. I'm trying to get back to the studio. We've got a few more minutes. Okay. Keep that positive mental attitude rolling. Not going to stay on too long today. I'm going to cut this show a little bit shorter because my computer's giving me a hard time and I had all this stuff ready. I mean, it's just not responding. It's just a beautiful thing. It makes me happy. That's okay. We know this stuff. Just wanted to, for your entrepreneurs and leadership, you know, these principles, these timeless truths are more valuable to you than you'll ever realize. Once you start being personally responsible for everything you think, everything you do, every breath you take, every thought you make, when you start being personally responsible for everything that you do, you will start noticing how you are going to be just vibrating, and things will start coming to you. You know, this is kind of, I mean, these are so truthful that if people don't do them, I get kind of sad for them on what their future looks like. You know, I mean, remember, we become what we think about most of the time. And if we don't think good, positive vibe thoughts, we're going to be living in a negative world. One of my very favorite things is, what's his name? Oh, come on, Carol. Yes, Don Miguel Ruiz and the Four Agreements. Be impeccable with your words. See, being impeccable with your word is when you say good, positive words, good, positive things can come of those good, positive words. But you have to create the definitiveness of purpose and your chief aim, and you have to speak in the affirmative, because you could be, do, have whatever your heart desires, as long as you don't want to take something and do bad juju to other people, right? We become what we think about most of the time. Thoughts are things. Whatever a mind can conceive and believe, a mind can achieve. You can create your ideal life. Absolutely. Yes, you can. And you do want to get to that unconscious, competent state of thinking. And right now, we're going to conscious competence. When you continually take every thought captive and you do it repetition, eventually your cosmic habit force will tap in and you will be able to create your level of thinking. You know, today I had to go clean out my dad's house, and I had a bunch of stuff that I was going to donate to the Goodwill. And now you all know that I absolutely love going to the Goodwill and shopping around. That's one of my bad habits. Well, I have a son who I think has been listening to the show, because he said to me, I said, okay, I'm going to drop this stuff off. He goes, Mom, you don't have to go in there. He goes, it's just your habit. If you don't do it, it helps you to break the habit. So it's amazing. He may be getting it through transmutation of the ether, but he so gets it. He so understands that you get a habit, the way to stop the habit is just not to do it, and that helps to build that cosmic habit force, if you will, and that helps you to become consciously competent. And when you more you do that, the more you tap into the good habits and the good things that you want to do, it becomes unconscious competence, which is the antithesis to unconscious incompetence. So you really want to get that subconscious mind working towards your goals. And a good thing to do, and I think this was Zig Ziglar, I believe, that used to say, when you want to really tap in to unconscious, conscious competence, like today, if I was on my own volition and I went into the Goodwill, you can ask yourself, is this moving me closer to or further from my goals? Is this getting me closer to my major definitiveness of purpose? Is this the best thing for me to be doing? So, you know, the goal is for the subconscious, you know, mind to be going into the unconscious competence towards your purpose and your chief aim. And you really can master this. It just takes some time and practice and repetition. And that's what we do here because we know the brilliance is in the basics. It's repeating these principles over and over again and then practicing the principles. And then when we don't, you know, do exactly what we're supposed to do, we just start right over again. Like today, like yesterday I said, I ate the chips. I went right back onto the program today. I could have cheated. I'm like, oh, it's the last day of the month. I could cheat. I'm like, you know what? No. Let's just do bet bombs today. So tap into those higher forces of your own mind. You are a genius. And you have to believe that that subconscious mind is your perfect mind. Because you're tapping in to the God force, if you will. You're tapping into the creative energy. So now, you need to get that mastermind group together, if you have one. If not, you know, Napoleon Hill, in one of his books, talks about creating his own mastermind. And I've talked to you about this before, where I have a picture of Thomas Edison and Henry Ford and Henry Firestone. All these guys are all sitting there. I don't know where I got this, but I have it in my kitchen in one of my glass cabinets. And I have a little thing that says I can do it. And if I don't do this, but I did it with the intention of, like, looking at this picture and, like, talking to them. Like, Mr. Firestone, when you started your business, you know, nobody believed that, blah, 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 rubber could. So he did that. I'm a little more practical. I tap into people that I know. I've got a great team of friends. I've got prayer warrior partners. I'm blessed. I am really blessed. I have a very good group of very awakened and enlightened and high vibe tribe that I associate with, and we help each other, and we've done business things together. We've been wildly successful in a lot of them, you know. So get that mastermind. Hang out with people that are like-minded. Stay away from the low vibe people. You really want to create your own high vibe tribe, because that's going to make you, you know, be higher vibrational, more excellent. I love network marketing because generally everybody's got the same chief aim. People are working at, you know, for the same goal to create a big organization. If you're a network marketer, hopefully you have a really positive and motivational upline. If you got an upline that thinks he's your boss or she's your boss, run. Don't walk, run. Run away. Don't join, you know what, and just a tip for entrepreneurial network marketers, really vet your upline, because your upline is going to vibe you into success or they'll vibe you downwards. Like, I never want to do this. You got to be real careful of those overly eager people. You bring people to meetings and they're like vultures. Oh, you're going to join? It's like, you know what, I'm working the process right now. Or if they think that they're your boss, that they're your master. Well, you know, you're here to recruit for me. You got to be at every one of my meetings. Excuse me, you're a network marketer. This is your business. And remember that. Don't let them bully you. But that's why when you, before you get involved with the company, check out the company, you know, see if it's, you know, where you're at. You know, they say make sure it's, you know, debt-free. That's actually a really good question. But sometimes a little leverage at a new company. If you could, you know, be part of a grassroots kind of ground floor company, that's awesome. But just make sure your upline or the owners are people of integrity. I did a network marketing company, gosh, back now, 1998, 1999. It was a thermogenic product, and I was doing like $3,000 a month in like 6 months on my residual income. And it was a real small company, and I went to a couple different states. I went to Nevada, did trade shows, really you know, did the thing where I went ahead and put ads in the paper, and I was really, you know, trying to grow this business, and I did. I achieved, like, crazy success. Well, the owner slash manufacturer didn't think that I should be making so much money. Yeah, we talk about integrity, right? So be careful. Be careful. And long story short, this man made a commitment to our team, and he decided to walk away from his commitment. And I'm like, hell no, you made a commitment. You stick with it. That's a sign of integrity. That's being impeccable with your word and meaning what you say and saying what you mean. So, again, entrepreneur, network marketing, tip of the day, just check out who and what. And you know what? I would be more than willing. Private message me on Facebook, Carol Ann Parisi. Friend me, private message me. I'll grill them for you. I would have no problem. I know what to say, and I would do it gratis because, you know what, network marketing is going to make could make you wildly successful. And listening to Awaken to Empowerment, when you're empowered and enlightened and highly conscious and get these principles, these are success principles. These are timeless truths. These are for fearless, ferocious, persistent people, and that's what you are. You are a winner. You are somebody who loves and wants to live a life and give to your family and give back to your community, and you want to be part of this change, this big change in the world where people are all doing good. Rising tides lift all ships. That's who we are. That's who the High Vibe Tribe is. That's who the Awakened and the Empowered are. And that is why you're here. So I want to thank you for joining me today on Awaken to Empowerment, because this is good vibe stuff. This is the kind of stuff that you should really get it in that cosmic habit force of doing it every day. If you could do it for an hour a day, then do it for an hour a day. If you could do it for, you know, 15 minutes or just plug into the show, download it on your app and just listen to it, just listen to good, positive things. And I truly hope to serve you, the listener. That is my greatest wish, is to add value to as many folks as I can. That's why I do this. And you know what? To be very honest, I do get a little something out of this, too. When I start reading this, it reaffirms it in my brain, too. So I'm getting those, you know, wide neural pathways. And, you know, you can be the change that you wish to see in the world. Thoughts are things. We become what we think about most of the time. Whatever a mind can conceive and truly believe, a mind can achieve. You can be, do, have whatever your heart desires. And you can create your ideal life. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. And that is why we are here on Awaken to Empowerment. Do the show almost every day. Sign up at blogtalkradio.com, Awaken to Empowerment. Ann Parisi, and join me next time. I want to thank you for joining me. If I don't spend the weekend here, I may come back over the weekend. If not, we'll be back Monday with Awaken to Empowerment for sure, at least a half-hour show. But hope we served you. Thank you so much. Peace, love, empowerment, and freedom, and most of all, peace of mind. So go and create your ideal life. Thanks for joining me. Love y'all. Thank you again. God bless. Have a great one. Peace, love, empowerment, and freedom. Bye-bye.